Welcome to the Nerd Cartel Podcast. For all things nerd, pop culture, and whatever we feel like.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Greetings from the Nerd Cartel. I'm Jim.
And I'm Peter. And we're doing another shot from the hip just to recap everything that we're doing and to let you know that we love you.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, damn. we got the stereo.
Yeah, right.
Fucking, like, the people are probably thinking they did that 20 times. No.
Yeah,
first time. That's how we roll.
Yeah, we did it 20 times throughout the whole years, but, you know.
Yeah, pretty much. We finally got it all honed in.
Yeah.
So, just got some kind of little rando stuff. Oh, are you kidding me? I got an alarm going off to remind us of our meeting in 15 minutes. Yeah. So, we can't forget that.
Yeah, we can't. It's going to be a quick episode because we got stuff to do. Things in the works. Things in the making. We can't talk about it now, but spoiler alert.
It's a movie.
It's going to be cool.
Oh. Yeah.
Cool movie.
Maybe I shouldn't have said
it. I don't know.
They don't know if we're watching a movie, making a movie, or just lamenting over a movie that's already been made. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, you'll have to find out. But other than that, I did want to say something that I forgot to talk about on our one of our previous episodes where Tiff and I went to Las Vegas and we stayed at a hotel. It had a bidet. And the bidet was the first time I used a bidet, and I loved it.
I have bidets in every bathroom in my house. You've never used one of my bidets?
No, I didn't. Just because I was like, I don't know how to use it. I'll just use it someday. When you're at a hotel, you're like, cool. You're in your own setting,
like, not somebody else's setting. Or,
yeah,
okay, I got
exactly
you.
Right. Or just like spray my butthole, and it's just like it goes everywhere. And like I'm like, oh my god, I didn't know how to do it. I sprayed too hard.
It's like, Peter, did you spray ass juice all over our bathroom?
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, did you get it on the ceiling?
I kind of did. Sorry,
sorry. I don't know. First time. I don't know. But yeah, I got to try it. It was a lot of fun. It had its own air dryer too, so it dried everything for me.
I do not have that.
Yeah,
online.
It's pretty nice. But the nicest thing about the whole toilet that I was really stoked. Was that the seat was always heated.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Not hot where it's like sweaty. It's just like a good, comfortable warm where you know that it's like a hot, fresh towel out of the dryer when you're about to, like, you get out of the shower, you don't have towels, but you just dried towels and you go run over there and you take it and it's a cold day and it's just like really
so it's
nice,
like 99 to 100
warm.
Degrees
exactly.
At all times.
Easy. Yeah, all times. Nonstop. Doesn't stop. Always warms. Yo buns.
Damn. Okay, so if... Let's say it gets really fucking hot because it's Las Vegas and the ambient temperature of the toilet seat would normally be 100, 102 degrees. Does it cool down to 99 degrees? To
I don't
100?
Know. I didn't ask the front desk, but that is a great question.
Yeah,
and next
I'm
time,
like,
I'm over there, I am going to ask him.
I'm like, I want climate control seats here. I don't want it too hot. I don't want it too cold. I want the friggin' goddamn...
The
just right. I was going to try to think, like, this mattress is too soft.
Oh, yeah.
I want the
this
Goldilocks of fucking
right.
toilet
yeah,
seats.
Goldilocks.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Congo.
Yeah.
Me, Amy. Amy wants seat.
Warm. Not hot.
Not hot.
Cold.
Not
look at my face. Yeah. Look at my eyes. Do
just
I look like
right.
a... Yeah, just
Amy,
right.
Amy.
So, well, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, yeah. What about you? What's been going on in your head lately?
Okay, so, everything and nothing at the same time is what's been going on in my head. It's been kind of crazy, you know, a day job, but I won't bore you guys with that. Something that is cool that's happened, I think I may have mentioned it in passing over the last couple weeks, but I did an episode with Mike Perez of Audio Architects.
So dope.
And, we actually did a video podcast, and I think he's doing a, or I don't know what you would call that, like a video cast? Fuck, I don't...
I think so. Video podcast?
I'm behind the times.
Is it on Podcastity?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I know that. And then he also usually uploads his, the audio files from his videos. I think he uses the Archer podcasting app.
Nice.
Which I've heard a lot of good things about. It's free or next to nothing.
Yeah.
So he's always saying, like, why are you guys paying? You know, like, for our our podcast aggregate. Yeah. And there, I like to pay because it's awesome. We're all, I mean, that's why we could love your ears wherever they go for love, yeah, because they get, you know, help us get on
the accessibility.
Yeah. It's very accessible. You know, we're on Podcast Addict and YouTube, or not YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, all that, yeah, shit. But anyway, Audio Architects, check out his YouTube channel, Michael Perez. And yeah, our little segment, we did some kind of throwback, like nerdy movie reviews called Rotten Avocado.
Yeah.
Spoiled. Or no, Spoiled Avocado. Yeah,
Spoiled Avocado.
A rip on Rotten Tomatoes, which is great.
I didn't, yeah, even put that together.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a cool little logo, you know, that he had made up, you know, Spoiled Avocado segment.
Yeah, that logo is pretty cool. Like when you first start it up and it comes up like all neon.
Yeah, like all neon and, yeah, shit.
I dig it.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So make sure you throw that channel some support and you'll get to hear the familiar voice in real life. And then you'll see my face on the YouTube channel and you'll be like, God damn, that's why he podcasts. But yeah,
that's the face I've been listening to.
Yeah, be forewarned. It was a lot of fun. And yeah, you know, you'll probably see one of those popping up every here and there. So,
Yeah, keep your ears and eyes open and definitely check that out. Another thing that I've been doing that I forgot to tell you about, okay, so I've been playing Resident Evil, and I did 1 and 2 and 3. Well, like the remakes of 2 and 3. And they look phenomenal.
Okay, so you mentioned 1 and 2 a little bit. Uh-huh. I think you were halfway through 2 last time mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, and then I started 3.
So how great was 3?
So good. Because I remember you were saying that's one of your favorites, too. So good, dude. Like, I would recommend downloading that and then just playing it through. It was a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
It definitely made it a lot more interesting, definitely a little different too than what I remembered, because I think I remember in that one you go and do puzzles in a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
They completely take that out.
No puzzles at all, huh?
No mansion.
Oh, what,
you just walk right through the mansion? Yeah, because I remember train crashes in the old one into the mansion. You're in like the courtyard, and then you walk into the mansion and all that stuff. And then underground the mansion is the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a whole scene, and that's where
the boss fight to part 2 was, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get another boss fight. You get another crazy other stuff that happens after the boss fight, where you go to a hospital, and under the hospital is the thing. But you have a different scene, and it's really interesting. Yeah, and then you have like an underground not an underground subway, but an underground sewer.
Okay.
Yeah, and you got all monsters in there and all that stuff. So it's definitely very interesting, a lot of fun, not spoiling too much out of it, but it is definitely the more fun one that I played. I started playing number 4, which number 4 was a lot of fun when it first came out, but this one, it didn't seem like they changed anything or fixed it up a bit.
It just remastered a little. Yeah, but those were already looking pretty goddamn good at that time, at that point, you know.
Playing 2 and 3 and then jumping on to 4, couldn't do it.
No.
No, it's too yellow.
Really?
Yeah, if anything, as far as like the graphics go and everything, the other ones surpass it because they already reimagined 2 and 3. Probably way before they did 4.
Yeah,
you know, they probably, or way after they did 4. So they probably did 4 first, release that, and they're like, oh, we should remake 2 and 3. Yeah. Yeah, and then do it. So it just kind of like declines a little bit, and the gameplay is a little weird. Then from what I remembered, and I was like, ah, cool. So I switched over to 5 because I ended up buying the pack where you get 4, 5, and 6 because they were doing like a huge discount. It was only $20.
No way.
For 4, 5, and 6. Yeah. And then I bought Con 6.
What service is that on?
That was on Xbox. So okay. Xbox One. Yeah. And they were doing like a, because the new one's going to come out soon. So
yeah, 7.
Yeah.
Looks fucking 8. It's 8?
8, yeah.
God damn. Okay.
7's Biohazard. Would you got to play 7?
Yeah, so I think the last one I played was 5.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one where it's like the small town, like kind of vampires, right?
Yeah.
Like out in the countryside?
No. That would be 4.
Oh, shit. That was the last one I played then. Oh,
okay, yeah. 4 is like the countryside. 5 is like, I think it's in Somalia.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so that one's pretty cool. And then I don't remember where 6 is, but you could play a 2-player on that one, like couch co-op.
Okay.
Remember that? Yeah. So yeah, and then 7 goes back into first player, or one player, and that one's probably one of my favorites as far as like story wise. Mm-hmm. It's pretty scary, pretty cool. So I'm excited for eight so far. Looks pretty cool. It looks like they're gonna do like werewolves and shit.
So there's some vampire shit in there too.
Yeah, vampires, amazing. Werewolves, vampire ladies. Oh, lady, yeah. Vampires, really tall, like 8 foot ladies.
Really?
Well, one lady's 8 foot, yeah, and she chokes you.
That, oh. This is sounding like a different type of video game.
Right, yeah. Right. Oculus.
Oculus. Yeah, it's like pre-order. They're like, Jim, it's not coming out for another 2 years. And I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I have a Boba Fett helmet that's not coming for another 1 year.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I guess happy birthday, Jim, two years from now.
I have patience.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, yeah, I mean, like Peter mentioned, we're getting ready to get on a super secret, awesome,
super secret
call. Yeah. And, so you got anything else to add, bud?
No, that's going to be good. I'm just going to let you guys know to click on that purple icon and then shoot us some comments and a million stars. You can comment whatever you want and you can give us as many stars as you want, or at least as many as they let you do. And then, look for us on Spotify, iTunes, or
wherever your ears go. For love, we're there to love them.
And thank you to everybody who has.
Bye. Later.